You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
You're listening to Mully and Hall. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Sold.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to The Score. Want to thank everyone for phoning, for emailing, for all the texts. Really appreciate it.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, very kind of you. And thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes, and we thank him.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
And Kevin Zipak, what a remarkable person he pretends to be.
He handled every ethnic group that was involved in Major League Baseball without a problem for 33 years.
And Ray, you are the man, Ray. We get emotional thanking you because there are no words.
Thanks, Ray.
No words.
He's a good teammate.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
Now we talk to our colleague Dan Bernstein. And Layla Rahimi is here. Layla, good morning.
How are you, Layla?
It's so intense, the Wednesdays. Oh my God, I still can't get over Big Voice Guy. So intense.
Oh, it's beautiful. I saw you on Twitter yesterday admiring the pitching duel that completely kind of evaporated at one point there, yeah?
But I don't care. It was so good in the beginning that was all I needed. Like, the fact that Kershaw's third pitch was working as well as it was, that slider was the truth.
Oh, the swings and misses he was getting with all different kinds of swings and different handedness. It was. I said it before the game that I was rooting for him to do away with some of these narratives. And I think he took a step toward that last night.
And is he the strikeout king, or is he close to the strikeout king? Where is he? They were talking to John Smoltz as he was being passed up.
He and Glasnow both set a record, I think, combined for strikeouts in a World Series game. I got to double check. But gentlemen, we're talking about pitchers from Texas. You know there's only one strikeout king. Come on.
Oh, brother.
34, the Express throws heat. Let's go.
Now, somewhere, Kerry Wood is saying what to think about what could have been, right?
Boy, is that who you were referring to?
What, David Clyde?
Oh, man. There's one for you. This has turned dark already. I did, you know what though? I try not to be overly sentimental when watching games because that's really not what we do. But it was really nice to see Kershaw get a W in the World Series in the ballpark of his hometown, and for him get a little bit of redemption. I don't care as much now it happens, but I just think for he who was, I think, wronged That was very nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers are dominant, and that they Mookie Betts pretty good, and Bellinger pretty good. It's amazing when you look at how much talent they have, and they have probably, I think John Heyman actually tweeted this out, they have three of the top 10 players in baseball, mm-hmm. and neither one of them bat third or fourth in that order because that's how deep they are.
I think we knew that these were going to be the two teams. It's funny that they increased the playoffs and all it does is just more accurately reflect the sample size and the teams with the two best records end up getting into the World Series.
Which is rare. And I think it's satisfying for that to have happened because this very easily could have been a misrepresentation of whatever you thought the 60 proved. And the fact is, 60 doesn't prove anything. And usually 162, we would have been able to say that this in a very unique year, it very well could be the best team in baseball also wins the World Series, however we define it.
And that's why I don't want everyone taking on this idea that, oh, well, expanded playoffs are great. Because we were a hair away from a team with a losing record getting into the World Series. And I don't know how that would have played over 162 or how that would have played with fans in the stands if they would have been worse than they were because everybody would be going after them. But it makes me hesitate the idea that you can have a playoff system where everybody in the Cubs division gets in except for Pittsburgh. Seems cruel.
It makes it all very silly, and you wonder why bother doing that. Why bother determining anything over 6 months and then just saying, all right, flip a coin and let's go. But we're doing that now with what we call the coin flip game. And I guess it's already silly to that extent. And if in fact they think that they can make a little bit more money on it, adding a couple more teams in, it's inevitable though. You're going to have a bad team or a mediocre team win the World Series.
Agreed, but it's not just that, but I think we saw the outlier win the World Series last year in a traditional sample with the with the Nationals. And so when it came to discussing the wild card situation, there were a lot of teams that said, why should we trade the farm to see Max Scherzer in one game? And then look what happened. They rode that success all the way to the World Series and it paid off for them.
Well, what we're going to see in this World Series is full rosters tested because you only have the one day off. And if you want to do that a little more, I know travel makes that impossible because if you're, flying, especially, cross country flights, but what I love the idea of everybody on the roster mattering and that roster construction matters and so many managerial decisions matter. That's really cool this year of having the density of games make for new and different people having to contribute rather than your two high leverage bullpen arms, your two unhittable starters just dominating everything.
Layla, you mentioned the National. Do you see where they hired Jim Hickey as pitching coach?
Oh, I missed that nugget of news.
He's back in it.
Yeah. David Martinez, I'm sure a respected connection there in that.
Oh, definitely. You have to think that connection was in play. Yeah. I
was busy poring over the verbatim translations and transcripts of all of the interviews Stan Bowman did yesterday.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
My legal pad is full of notes.
You know what was amazing last night? That the World Series wasn't the biggest quote-unquote sporting event going on, and I wasn't really, I was sort of aware of it tangentially until I look over and my son's sitting next to me on the couch and he's looking at his phone and going, oh my god, this is unbelievable. Well, as it turns out, on Twitch, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was playing Among Us with celebrity gamers, and it was all anybody else cared about. Was watching like huge name, $1 billion video game superstars. It was like some kind of all-star game, and then she's out there playing because she said she was going to do it, and it was just he was explaining to me what was going on, and I've watched him play Among Us. I know people who play it. I haven't played it myself, but I know how it all works. But it was just apparently it was what was it like 700,000. Streamers viewing on Twitch, like some insane record-setting Twitch number.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Man United beating Paris Saint-Germain. That was big too yesterday.
I thought you were talking about Stan Bowman.
Yeah,
no, this was unbelievable. Like I'm telling you, and when I mentioned it on Twitter, people started going crazy. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm watching, too. I'm watching. Of course I'm watching that. This is bigger than the World Series. This is more interesting than the World Series, et cetera. I mean, just, it was crazy.
According to Among Us, or according to GameSpot, that was the third most watched broadcast in the history of the Twitch platform, which you can see us on later.
Wow. Third most ever.
Yeah.
You'll be fourth. I just don't think you can overtake them.
Such optimism out of you, Molly. As I was laughing to you react to things this morning on my way in, which is my new favorite segment that I've made up, just called Molly Reacting to Things.
Oh, I got a little carried away with the news that the White Sox have interviewed Tony La Russa.
You did?
I did.
But I think, and Dan and I talked about this before we got on the mic here, is that we've kind of traded places when it comes to panic level. Like, last week I'm like, nah, it's cool, this is totally fine, there's no way, and now I'm like, I'm freaking out about this.
Which is why I keep reaching out to people who would know, and I keep being reassured that, and I guess it's like, I can't get myself to where Parkins can get himself, where he's just choosing to live in his own reality, where this, he said, there's no way this is happening, they're not hiring him, and he's just going to live that way, and I can't quite get there, but I'm not going to get real concerned about it until somebody I know who's close to the situation actually breaks glass and pulls the alarm.
You don't think Bruce is close to the situation?
Ooh.
No, I'm just saying. Wow. I mean, Bruce reported that the Sox talked to Tony La Russa.
No, I don't.
How
doubt
is that not Jerry Reinsdorf having his way?
I don't doubt that for a second, because as I understand it, I'm not questioning Bruce's reporting. They did talk to him. This is a favor to allow La Russa to have his name top of mind or relevant as far as their Nashville bid. This allows him to keep some viability in the group that they're putting together for a Nashville expansion bid.
Or is it?
Right? See,
You're a Hall of Fame manager whose expertise has been tapped into by the Boston Red Sox, the Angels, since your retirement. You have everything in your baseball career that stands for itself. Why, if you're Tony La Russa, do you need a favor to get somebody to listen to you about Nashville? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's just what everybody's saying. That's just what people who are close to it are saying. This is the situation, and Jerry loves his baseball people and loves his old baseball people. He keeps them very close to him. I mean, hell, Dave Duncan's a White Sox employee, isn't he? Still?
Yep.
And Rick Hahn is not going to hire Tony La Russa. It's Rick Hahn's hire.
Man.
And if it's not Rick Hahn's hire, he's got to quit.
I really hope that's the case. But with each passing day where we don't hear about somebody else,
because they can't talk to the main guys yet.
Yet, but there's other dudes who they can talk to, which we've discussed.
That's right.
I'm just not sure they're interested in him. You know, I've been reassured, and until things change, I'm not going to get. I had my staring into the abyss. I had my panic attack. Molly, you might have had yours today.
Just so you know, Dan, the reason you're being reassured is because you stared into the abyss and you had your panic attack. And people are just feel bad for you and they want to say nice things so that you don't do that again. That's all.
Nobody
That's
wants
all
to
is.
Say nice things to Dan. What are you talking
about? No, people
about?
Just want to keep him on an even keel until he could finally panic.
Well, that's guess all what? This is. I'm here now on today, Wednesday, and I'm panicking about this.
It's just a matter of when we time it, right? We just
we just take turns.
You go through your you work through your feelings a little bit.
2020, where you get acclimated to the information after bad things have already happened because you weren't acclimated to the information.
we know what we're doing. We're normalizing. It's
calibrating,
all, right? Calibrating.
Do you hear the panic? Do you hear it?
He's not hiring Tony La Russa to manage this team. Because the stuff that he said about telling black men how to feel, about telling people what's an appropriate, it's disqualifying. His thoughts are absolutely disqualifying.
He handled every ethnic group that was involved in Major League Baseball without a problem for 33 years.
He still reads a lot of military books. Did you say that? Like, what?
And the fact that for those who want to dismiss the stuff that he said, in Jeff Passan's 2016 article, he said all the same things again this year. This isn't some guy, that was a long time ago. No, he reinforced all of it recently.
That's not
I don't
really
know if anybody's dismissing that. I think that, you know, when he talked in February, he reinforced some of those beliefs. And I think he's as I pointed out earlier, he would have that bridge to cross with players. But I think before he even got to that point, I mean, Kenny Williams is still part of this organization. And I would imagine that his explanation to Kenny Williams would be something I would like to hear, because that's a conversation that would be uncomfortable.
It shouldn't just be minorities who he has to explain that to, because right. other people care about it too.
It's like you're at a holiday and there's the two families there and the normal family and then your family. And you're looking there and you're just like, why must we be dysfunctional?
Why
can't we just act normal just for one night, if nothing else? And that's what breaks my heart. It's like, why? Why can't, you know, you go out, you do something, it's so ambitious, you're thinking forward, look, you're good. What? You're going to do what?
Yeah, that's why it's too preposterous. It doesn't make sense. They won't. Not based on everything Rick Hahn said. Just go.
How long have you followed the team?
Just go back and listen to what Rick Hahn said.
Well, we are, and we have. But I think that if the bottom line equation, and they hire whoever they hire, I think they probably will hire A.J. Hinch. But if you just ignore the process to get there, aren't you sort of...
No, but you just said it.
This is happening, Dan. They are interested in Tony La Russa. They did request permission. This is not a figment of anybody's imagination.
No, no one's saying it is. I just think it's Rick Hahn's hire. Rick Hahn is not.
Rick Hahn is leading this then. So he is willfully engaging in this process. So he can't remove himself from this process just because they hire somebody else. Because if he was going down this road, why would he do that?
You said it. They're probably hiring A.J. Hinch.
Man, I hope so, because every day that passes by with no other news about this...
Well, you can't until the World Series ends.
I know, but other dudes should have been talked about by now, and they're not.
They talked about talking to a lot of people to find out what everybody thought of the Sox and different ideas and the whole bit.
You could have done that with La Russa.
David said this early, that if they wanted to hire A.J. Hinch all along... By going to Tony La Russa here, then everybody's on board. There's going to be no one saying like, well, now, wait a minute. Wasn't there a cheating scandal? Instead, it'll be like, oh, thank God. They got a guy that actually managed recently.
But then that defeats the idea of it being a favor and there's credibility behind the fact that he was discussed at all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just think when your boss says, hey, will you talk to this guy? You say, sure.
And then you hire Ozzy, right? Didn't that how that went down? Right. Hey, go ahead, but talk to this guy first.
Or you go to Robin Ventura. Really Robin Ventura says, I don't want to manage.
Hire him anyway.
Right. I really don't want to manage. Come on. Please want to manage. And then 5 years later, like, you know, he didn't really want to manage.
The reluctant manager. Right. Well, we're giving him an extension. Oh, no, please.
Didn't they go through that also with Konerko as captain? Wasn't there something similar? It's like, I don't want to be captain.
Last year, he did not want to play, and he shouldn't have because he was really bad. But they're like, come on, here's a lot of money, and you can have the C on your chest and be Pauly, and he was awful.
Yeah, there was talk of him as player manager at one point.
Don Kessinger. They've done it.
Well, I mean, hey, my pitch to have Hawk as play-by-play / manager from the dugout is still on the table, everybody. Still on
Especially
the table.
If Lusa comes back, he can come back, and he feels bad about that too in 1986.
It reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite, where Uncle Rico's like, Tammy broke up with me, said I was living in 1982. That's where I feel with this right now.
Great movie.
Oh,
great reference. What have you today? How are you going to handle all this?
We're ruining our lives and eating all our steak. Mike Florio is going to join us at 10 to talk NFL because we got to figure out why teams hire bad coaches even though they know they're bad.
Shut up. Are you talking about Mike McCarthy? Why are you doing this to me?
And then Ian Happ will be our guest at 10:20. We have some fun stuff to do with him. As always, the Midday Midway at 10:40. It's a bad time to be Phil Collins right now. We've got strange things are afoot in the life of Phil Collins. Mark Lazarus will help us untangle some of this Blackhawks mystery and all sorts of surprises and fun along the way. Some Bears talk as well.
Have a good show, guys.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Talking about Kyle Fuller, what do you want him to do? Like, he's playing the game the way that defenders would love to play the game, and he's being penalized for it. It's really silly, and I've enjoyed watching him turn into this player. It wasn't that long ago that the Bears were talking about maybe him not being a part of this.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm gonna have to speed things up. You can get the Farmer Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policy. Subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to call Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had some windows done, and I'm so happy with how it all went down because I don't really know anything about windows. I was a little nervous about it, but Russ was great. And they were custom made. His people come out and put them in, and he's always checking in. Is everything okay? Is everything cleaned? Is everything? And even to this day, he'll call me and say, you still like the windows? Everything good? How's everything? I've recommended Russ to so many people in this building, outside of this building. You also will get the best price and deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. And if you mention my name, do that. You'll get 10% off. Check out his reviews at ChicagoWindowGuy.com.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at homedepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today.
and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
We were on vacation when my son developed a very high fever. We had to find an emergency room quickly in an unfamiliar city. We had no idea where to go.
Some ERs are more prepared for children than others. 1 in 5 children will visit an emergency room this year. The Find ER Now app locates the closest ERs that are more likely to be prepared for your child.
It was a terrifying night for us, but because we had the Find ER Now app, we found the care he needed. To get the app or more information right now, go to ourbabyfoundation.org.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Oh. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We got Mike Florio coming your way at 10, Ian Happ at 10:20, Midday Midway 10:40, Mark Lazarus at 11, and surprises along the way as well. Layla Rahimi is here today because it's Wednesday and we are in studio and this is what we do. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us, you email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live because we stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone, as many of you do so often. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text the number you call, 312-644-6767. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed is at Dan_Bernstein. Hers is at Layla Rahimi. Download the Radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Our Twitch stream is up and running. It's nothing like the Among Us feed last night that was setting records. But if you want to get a look at these cameras, the good ones, the high-def cameras here in studio, you go to twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Brian Gerch directs that feed and moderates the chat that is alongside. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Ray Diaz, the young, handsome executioner, is the man on the board doing what he does. So now you've gone and done it again. You're trying to raise my panic level. I've had this. I've processed this. I continue to be reassured that it is extremely unlikely that the White Sox will hire 92-year-old Tony La Russa to manage this team at this time. It's just, it is too wrong to actually happen.
Psychology 101 with Dan Bernstein is brought to you by Wednesday. You really think it's that simple? Do you really think it's just, I have come to terms with this information. Here's my problem with this, is Ron Washington is available, and we will not get into
that. We got a whole other psychological problem here for you.
Oh, God love him. I do. I really do. However, that base running error where he's at third probably cost the Braves the trip to the World Series, did it not? But Wash is available. Wash has World Series experience. I can't say it without freaking out.
He does. Relatively recent World Series experience by the letter of the law.
I can't say it without freaking out still. It's been 9 years. At some point, I'm going to get over this. Okay, so Wash has World Series experience. I'm not being dramatic. Okay, and Sandy Alomar has, I think, just a really good resume now and proof that he's doing the job at all levels. And they have not been brought up in this carousel of managerial White Sox decisions. And I know everybody is freaking out about this in some way, shape, or form. You either hate that we're talking about it, you hate that it's being discussed seriously. But at the end of the day, we have to go with the facts. And the facts are Tony La Russa is the only person so far who's interviewed for this job, which is why I'm starting to get a little issue with this.
I know. I went through this with Jim Boylan. I went through this with every day that Jim Boylan remained unfired.
And you're like, it's cool. Like, this isn't forever, but it just kept going now, didn't it?
And everybody kept telling me they know smart people will make right decisions. They're not stupid. They're not going to have Jim Boylan as their coach.
Do you like Jim Boylan?
No. And it's one of the few things I can do where in this world where everything is awful and every next bit of information is worse than the last bit of information, that the only thing that I can still look to, that little flame that burns brightly in my heart, is that Jim Boylan remains fired. And I always have that to think about.
That's things he can work on as a person and as a coach.
That's my happy place. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snow blower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snow blowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Let's hear it from the Scores baseball reporter, shall we? That just this morning, this was, you know, David Hall was and Mully were asking Bruce Levine, but just to confirm that indeed the White Sox are talking and or have talked to Tony La Russa.
From my understanding, yes, they have. And they, meaning Rick Hahn and likely Kenny Williams. Rick Hahn, you know, the general manager, Kenny Williams, the executive vice president. So this is, from what I'm told, they have. And, you know, the interest seems to be there on both sides. Now, as to protocol, Major League Baseball, you must interview other people, okay? And you must interview other minorities. I guess you would consider Tony La Russa being a minority, but that's not going to be enough. I think there's other people that they have or will interview. And obviously, what? During the World Series, Major League Baseball does not allow you to announce a manager. So this process will probably go after October 28th. And if it is indeed after October 28th, I think it'll be soon after that. I think the White Sox probably have in mind what they want to do. And La Russa being asked or saying yes, so those are the two final situations that you would have to wait for here.
Rewind for a second here.
I guess you would consider Tony La Russa being a minority, but that's not going to be enough.
Is crazy old coot a protected minority? Like, is that, do you, must you say, well, you know, we haven't interviewed a gibbering old coot yet.
I guess you would consider Tony La Russa being a minority, but that's not going to be enough.
Huh? They consider him a minority?
Based on age, I guess? Because what else would
happen? We intend to try the ball throw in there. If he ducks it, fine, then we stop doing it. But just look at the location and the potential danger of the two of them. Just think about that for a second.
I guess you would consider Tony La Russa being a minority, but that's not going to be enough.
That derailed me. I'm not going to lie. Just totally derailed me.
But now the only thing I could possibly think of, you ever see the movie True Romance?
No.
No?
I'm not
you
a
haven't
movie
seen
watcher.
True Romance?
I watch a lot of sports and stuff.
Oh, come on.
TV shows occasionally.
It's written by Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
And everybody is in it.
Oh.
Every actor you think is good is in it. And there is a scene in which Dennis Hopper who realizes he is about to be whacked by the mob boss played by Christopher Walken, whose henchman James Gandolfini is standing right behind him.
Oh, weird. James Gandolfini's the henchman?
Oh, heavy in this movie. A menacing, menacing heavy.
James has had a family material, but you've got me now.
He is really, really deranged and nasty in this movie. And Dennis Hopper realizes, and there's a symbolic moment where he asks for the cigarette that was offered that he had turned down, and it's a symbol of him recognizing that these are the last moments of his life. And he takes the time, and you can hear Tarantino's typewriter clicking. You can hear it as the dialogue is being said, but it is a very specific, particular description of Christopher Walken's character's Sicilian roots and the history of the island and the Moors and the Moorish invasions of Sicily. And that's as far as I can go with that particular monologue. But that would be the furthest you could go to say Tony La Russa is in any way somehow connected to a minority. But hey, it's fun to think about, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we're just trying to reach for whatever situation we can when it comes to making sense out of his hiring, other than the obvious connection being that Hawk fired him 35 years ago. Right? I feel like that's what we're trying to, that's what this is about, is ultimately we're trying to legitimize the idea of this, because he's the only candidate the White Sox have interviewed so far. And a lot of times the first candidate is who they really want in these searches, not the White Sox in particular, but teams.
Yeah, that's the primacy versus recency effect. And I never have tried to look too hard into who interviews when.
Yeah, I mean,
especially the Russ Grimm Bears interview. I don't know. You were not here when Russ Grimm interviewed for the Bears head coaching job.
I was not.
And he thanked the McClaskey family and was there in his Sunday best sweater. Couldn't be bothered to put on a suit, and it was not a good look. But that was the old courtesy interview there for Russ Grimm. But I'm not going to let you do this to me. I'm not going to let you make me revisit my fear.
That's fine. You can be independent of my thought process, but I'm telling you that I am where you are last week with this.
Get out of there. It's not fun. That, don't be where I am anywhere and stuff. Then you start thinking like I think, and you're miserable all the time.
But isn't that what happened? Like you hang out with somebody or you work with them and then like you pick up things. Isn't that right?
Like, yeah, you start talking like them. Owners.
Yeah, you start to wear matching clothes. That used to happen to me a lot with Luke Stuckmeyer when we did
what?
Yeah, we would naturally start wearing the same colors on the same days. And I'm like, this is getting weird.
And like husbands and wives start to look alike.
Yeah.
They say.
Yeah, but yeah. So I think this is just, it's going to happen. But I am where you are at with this last week.
Okay, let's see where we are with this bizarre Blackhawks story. Can we get into this? Can we peel this onion from what came out yesterday? Because there's so many layers to this that I genuinely don't know. I want to have Jay Zawoski pop on as well with his expertise and some of his knowledge, because there are so many levels of this Blackhawks roadshow that got rolled out.
Yeah, and I think the reason that we talk about it so much, not to get inside baseball, but to us who are familiar with the Blackhawks media tactics,
yep,
this is why it's so interesting. It's not the fact that they didn't say a ton, but it's just the fact that it happened and how. And to us, the action signifies there is a change.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We'll figure out what the Blackhawks are up to next on The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys. So, by the way, you know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, that's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Sam.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
This segment is brought to you by PowerPlay Distributors.
Come.
Week 6 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 7. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. And if you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 when signing up by using the promo code CHICAGO. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on all your favorite players. They do it all. And if football isn't for you, DraftKings is giving you, the MMA fan or baseball fan who sign up now, the chance to turn $1 into $100 by betting on either this weekend's UFC 254 or by taking action on any baseball championship game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Use promo code CHICAGO when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code CHICAGO to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Average weight loss was 15.4 pounds and 9.8 inches. Call to cancel within first 14 days. Discount with auto delivery. Food charged and shipped every 4 weeks. Call or see website for details.
Do you want to lose 18 pounds fast and improve your health? Now you can lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months with Nutrisystem. Get delicious breakfasts, lunches, dinners, even snacks and shakes delivered safely to your door. All delivered for free. It's easy to follow, and you'll see results in your first week. Just text LOSE to 323232. You'll get your favorite foods made healthier and perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. Text LOSE to 323232. To order your 28-day program right now and get 1 month of food free. That's right. Buy 1 month, get one free, plus a week of protein-packed probiotic shakes free. Just text LOSE to 323232 right now. There's even a money-back guarantee. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem, and you can too. Lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months. Just text LOSE to 323232. That's LOSE to 323232.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Truck drivers, it's time to get your career back in gear. Make your new normal a better normal with Snyder, a time-tested carrier. A local Snyder recruiter will host face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area, with the potential for a same-day job offer. That's face-to-face virtual hiring events throughout the month of October in and around the Chicago area. Get full event and driver job details at SnyderJobs.com/events. That's SnyderJobs.com/events.
Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices, and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? Mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem and a helpful online water heater buying guide to make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Click the banner for the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The goal is to try to be more transparent with the fans and the media and to, I guess, pull the curtain back a little bit to maybe provide some more information on the direction that we're heading, really that we've been heading in, but also to clarify if there is any uncertainty or confusion. We don't want that. We want to do a better job of being more transparent with yourself as well as the fans, because ultimately I think that will get everyone in a better place.
That's Stan Bowman, part of the Stan Bowman Traveling Road Show, where he's talking to everybody who wants to listen, and it sounds like we're drawing a lot of conclusions here. We're trying to figure out from what we're hearing that seems just so out of character, at least under a John McDonough-controlled organization that never let any information out about anything, and everything was so guarded, to all of a sudden say, we're being transparent. The announcement of transparency, to me, just from a reporter's perspective, I always have to look askance at that. Like, why are you telling me that you are being transparent?
Well, or maybe it wasn't out of character. It was just out of practice.
Could be.
Like, this is the character, and previously it was not because of practice.
And some of this, too, is explaining why they're making certain moves. He used the word rebuild, and you don't do this and invoke that word without understanding its power and what it means, retool, rebuild, and any euphemisms that are used right here. But the problem is, as long as you have Taves, Kane, Keith, Seabrook, you're not rebuilding.
And you can't move them.
You can if they give you permission.
Right, but you can't do it on your own.
But that's not a rebuild.
I didn't think so either. Like, you trade Chris Sale, that's a rebuild. You have to have a new quarterback early in the draft. That's a rebuild. You know, there's, we know when a rebuild is a rebuild.
Then you say, we'll develop our young players, but we have to sign a bunch of late 20s veterans to give everybody a chance to win. It all seems so in between. And I don't know that I got a satisfactory explanation of really what the plan is, because it's not a rebuild.
Yeah. And Bowman talked about how, he said, because of the cap in the NHL, you can't really rebuild. But to that argument, I think a lot of hockey fans would counter with the Pittsburgh Penguins as an example that you can. And I talked about that before the show with Jay Zawoski when we were trying to make sense of all this.
Yeah, I went back before this segment and sort of checked back on some of the things Stan Bowman said. And he keeps going back to the term rebuilding the depth instead of saying an actual rebuild, because you're right, you can't rebuild this team without trading Taves, Kane, Keith, and Seabrook. I think it's impossible to trade Seabrook. There's no way they're going to be able to do that. No one wants a well-declined, expensive 4 years left on a deal defenseman. The other three, you can make an argument, could help another team, but until those guys are traded, you can't call it a rebuild. Look, the thing is, what he's saying, growing your talent, the prospects you have, developing them well, bringing in young NHL talent, so 25-year-old defenseman, I guess, would qualify as that, and then help and building the depth that way, that makes some sense. But when you look at some of the moves he's made, even this offseason, it doesn't really reflect that. And that's where I think the disconnect is with a lot of people.
Part of the explanation of the Brandon Saad trade may give us a window into his thinking here. So let's hear it from Stan Bowman himself, because he was on the Laz and Powers podcast on The Athletic. And Mark Lazarus, who's going to join us at 11 o'clock, by the way, and we'll get his direct thoughts on all of this. He sort of pressed Bowman on that decision to move Saad to the Avalanche.
How do you square the idea of this, of what you all, everything you just said with the Saad trade, where you went and you acquired a veteran, Nikita Zadorov? He's 25. He's been in the league a while. He's a veteran. You didn't really save any money on the deal, and you didn't get a pick, and you didn't really get any significant prospect out of it. How does that trade? Was there just no market for Saad at all? Would you have been able to hold on to him till the deadline and see if you could have gotten a first or a second round pick out of him? How did that Saad trade develop, and what was the thinking behind it?
Sure. I'll explain that in detail. So Brandon was in the last year of his contract. He'd be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the contract. So with where he's at, $6 million, that was not a player that we were going to continue on after this year. We're trying to get more flexibility. We're trying to get younger players. So for me, 25-year-old defenseman is young. I guess you have a different take on that, but he's, you know, most players really come into their own as defensemen between 23 and 30. That's kind of the prime age for a defenseman. For me, 25-year-old defenseman is not old by any means. He's got more years ahead. It's not like he's a UFA after one season. He's a player that has much more road ahead of him. The benefit for us is we've got two young, right-handed, skilled, smaller defensemen that have offensive ability in Ian Mitchell and Adam Boqvist. And we think that by bringing Nikita in, we're going to help accelerate their progression and their growth to make a bigger impact on our team. The draft pick route, it's a longer game. You know, those players are, you're going to draft the player in 2021. They'll probably help you 2023, 2024. And, you know, like I said, we have some really good pieces right now. We don't have enough of them. So to me, it's not like the only way to approach it is to get a draft pick. You know, there's inherent risk to keeping a player and assuming that you'll trade him at the deadline for a draft pick. Players get injured. It happens every year. Players' performance can wax and wane. There's no guarantee that just because you think you're going to get value X at next year's trade deadline may or may not come to be.
It's still, yet again, it's in between. This remains tremendously in between about either commit to this or don't. And I know his hands are tied because of the no movement clauses.
Uh-huh.
I know his hands
that
are tied.
That he gave.
Yes. And he sounds like he is what this was is I guess for lack of a bigger vision from somebody higher up in the organization. And I guess Danny Wirtz is the only guy right now who's like the interim president. But until they hire a top hockey executive that has someone above the title of general manager, this in-between vision is done to reset expectations. Like when you have Taves at $10 million and Kane at $10 million, you should be a playoff team. But are they sort of explaining to you why they're not going to be?
That's how it sounds to me. And look, you had a team that, if you compare the team last year to the team it is now, maybe you could say they're about as good, except for the fact that you had two all-star goalies for the bulk of the season, and even that wasn't enough to secure you a legitimate playoff spot. It took a pandemic and four extra slots per conference to get into the final spot of the playoffs. So how you see that happening next year with three unproven goalies vying for the net, it just doesn't compute to me. And maybe you can say that trading Brandon Saad away and adding Matthias Janmark and Lucas Walmark and Nikita Zadorov for that money makes you a deeper team. That's probably true, but I don't know if they're any better. So it feels like they're just sort of stuck in this neutral zone of the 17th overall pick, the 15th overall pick, somewhere in there where you're going to get a nice player, but not someone who's going to change your organization. And he's right that they have a good young core of talent. Doc is 19, DeBrincat's 22, Strom is 23, Boqvist is 20. But where is the next Taves? Where is the next Kane? Where's the next Keith coming from? You're not going to get a franchise player picking in the middle of the draft year after year after year. And I think that's the disconnect. If you're going to rebuild, you should just sort of tank it. And even if you want to keep the core around, you can still tank and keep the core around.
Yeah, but they'll be miserable. Or maybe the tanking will have them rethinking their no movement clauses.
Well,
maybe you end up, you know, we're working against yourself in kind of a twisted way. They're like, I don't want to be part of this. Get me out of here. But you got to commit to that.
That's like a breakup strategy that a lot of men
right?
use. Okay, so let's go back to what was said. And I think I still am of the belief, Jay and Dan, that perhaps it was Jonathan Taves that predicated this in the comments that Taves said when he said, you know, bottom line is I want to win. The expectation for other leaders and myself is to come to camp ready to be a playoff team. I mean, I'm not surprised in the least that Jonathan Toews said this. Like, he doesn't prepare any different, period. But the fact that he said this comes as a shock because it's a completely different direction than what we expected indicates not everyone was on the same page. And even if that's the only reason all of this is happening, I'm okay with it because it's a clarification. But is it enough, I think, for fans? Is all of this enough? Is it enough for Toews and Seabrook and Kane and Keith? Who is this enough for, I guess, is my question.
Well, an important distinction to point out is Toews made those comments before the Hawks brought in those two free agents, Janmark and Wallmark. And I know they're not household names, but they're respected, good veteran players that are going to help the team. So there's some context there, too. The other thing is, this is the first offseason that Stan Bowman has had without John McDonough lingering over his shoulder and influencing some hockey decisions, which, from what I understand, became a bigger problem as the Hawks started missing the playoffs. As he's, you know, McDonough doesn't want that, obviously. So he started getting more and more involved with the hockey operation side of things and sort of interfering. A lot of people think that he was a big part of the reason Boqvist was called up so early, and hopefully that early recall didn't stunt his development. Now this is all on Bowman. And what I like about the transparency, for whatever reason it happened, is now Stan Bowman's on record with every writer, every podcast in town, hopefully mine on Thursday, sat down for an hour with all these people and said, this is what we're going to do. So from here on out, every move he makes is going to be looked at with the microscope of what he's said over the last 2 days. And remember this, Dan and Layla, we talked about this last night, so I didn't say your name. Remember, remember the Bulls wanting to get younger and more athletic?
Yep.
That haunted them for years.
Well, when they went out and got Rajon Rondo and an old
and
D
Wade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I
so
yes.
Every move they made was opposite of what they said they were going to do. So that comment stuck with them and haunted them for years. So if Stan Bowman, look, what Bowman is saying, we're going to add young depth while developing our guys, fine, I'm down with that. But he's actually got to do it. He actually has to start doing it. If you're going to start trading for 25-year-old established NHL players, I get that. I'm down with that. You want to trade some vets for that? Cool. Let's do it. But you've got to actually do it.
You know what else they have to do, Jay? And ever since the playoff ouster at the hands of the Predators, get faster skaters. Yeah. You watch these other teams. You don't have to be a hockey expert. And I'm the furthest thing from a hockey expert. But I know sports. And I know fast guys are better than slow guys. And say everything you want about Olli Maatta and how responsible he is or anything else.
Slow.
So many other teams have young, fast skaters. They're beyond you. They went by you.
But we did want to get younger. And we do want to get more athletic.
Get faster. However you got to do it, get faster.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the hope is that, well, we know Adam Boqvist is fast. When he starts to play at the level he's expected to play, he's going to look like a different guy than he did last year. He's 19. He's 20 years old. That's tough for a defenseman to come in that young. Ian Mitchell is older than that. He's played through college. He's sort of ready to go. Bowman said he wouldn't have made the team last year. He's got some speed. So there is some speed coming through the system. But yeah, Olli Maatta, like,
right?
that might be the slowest skater in hockey that they brought in last season. And he was okay, but and Zadorov isn't fast. He's big and he's physical, but he's not fast. That's the thing. If you're not going to be a big physical team like Winnipeg, like St. Louis, you've got to be fast. That's how the Hawks were winning cups, was they were just faster and more skilled than everybody. Right now, they're neither. They're neither fast nor physical. So again, we're stuck in the middle here with this team.
Well, I'm glad we came to absolutely no conclusion.
We felt we need to start getting younger and more athletic.
Despite as hard as we've worked to figure that out.
And we didn't even talk about the goalie concern, which to me, if you're gonna cheat a little bit in other areas, you need an established goalie, and that's out the window.
They don't seem to know who that's going to be. The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. Mike Florio with all kinds of NFL stuff is next. Layla Rahimi with me today on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it too. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. And what's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. That's what I did last week when I picked the Packers to win and for Aaron Rodgers to throw over 303.5 yards. Yep, I took that L pretty badly. But if you like my picks down the road, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if and when we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana.